Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's up, guys? Matty D back with Week 7 wide receiver cornerback matchups. Let's touch on Week 6 really fast, but Week 6 was an ugly week all the way around. There weren't very many high-scoring games, so not a ton of wide receiver production in Week 6. T. Higgins, Rondale Moore, Michael Pittman were our plays last week, and Hunter Renfrow was our sit of the week. T. Higgins, only 3 catches for 44 yards. Rondale Moore, only 3 catches for 16 yards, and Michael Pittman, only 2 catches for 35 yards. Not a great week out of the start. Like I said, there was a lot of low-scoring games across the league last week, and it just wasn't a good week for wide receiver. Our sit of the week, was much in line with our starts of the week, 3 catches for 36 yards. Definitely wasn't a good week for wide receiver in Week 6, but I think there are some bounce-back spots that we can look for wide receivers in Week 7. It starts with Jaylen Waddle for me in a pace-up game with the Atlanta Falcons against the Miami Dolphins. In 2 games so far with Tua being healthy this year, Jaylen Waddle's averaging 9.5 targets a game. He's getting 26% of the targets, 24% of the air yards, and over 80 air yards per game. He is going to be facing off with a 5th-round draft pick out of Boise State against the Atlanta Falcons, and the Falcons are allowing the 10th most fantasy points to wide receivers. This, like I said, this should be a pace-up spot here. Miami ranks 12th in pace of play in neutral game scripts, and Atlanta ranks 7th. So look for both teams to push the pace, and both teams like to throw the football. The next wide receiver we're on this week is Darnell Mooney. In 4 games so far with Justin Fields, he's averaging 6 targets a game. He's actually leading the team with 29% of the targets and getting 33% of the air yards. In this game, you know, against Tampa Bay, who is a pass funnel defense, we're finally, hopefully, going to see Justin Fields have to throw the football a lot this game. They've been able to rely on the running game the last few games and games they've played ahead or in 1-score games. Like last week to Green Bay, that game was never out of hand, and Khalil Herbert had success on the ground all game long, so they were able to continuously rely on him, but that should not be the case here against the toughest run defense in the NFL in Tampa Bay. So for Chicago to have success, they're going to have to throw the football. In terms of a specific cornerback matchup, he will face off with D. Delaney due to injuries. Delaney is one of their backup corners who's allowing an 80% catch rate, 13 yards per catch, 2 touchdowns, and a 151 passer rating. Look for Darnell Mooney to have a couple deep shots to him here, and I think that the Bears' offense should be able to have some success in the pass game against a leaky Bucs secondary. Then the third start of the week is a little bit on the cheap side in terms of calling this man a wide receiver 2 or wide receiver 3, but that's kind of what he's been this year so far, and we're just here to talk about how good he possibly can be and maybe a buy low target for you for the rest of the season. And that is DeAndre Hopkins. Over the last 2 games, he's got 107 air yards per game. He's getting 23% of the targets and 46% of the air yards. It's also noteworthy that the Texans play sides and they do not have their cornerbacks travel. This is big deal because DeAndre Hopkins mainly lines up on the left side of the field, and he's going to be matched up with Vernon Hargraves, who is one of the worst cornerbacks in the NFL. He has never had a season where he allowed under a 100 passer rating. And this year specifically, he's allowing a 73% catch rate, 16 yards per catch, 1 touchdown, and a 108 passer rating. So if you're eyeing trading for DeAndre Hopkins, you need to do it now before this game is played, because we could be looking at a 150-yard, 2-touchdown game from DeAndre Hopkins. So make sure you're starting him this week. And then lastly, the sit of the week is Henry Ruggs. Ruggs has had some big games this year, and that's just going to be his MO. He's going to have some bust games, and he's going to have some big games. He had a solid game last week where he caught a over 50-yard touchdown pass. But facing the Eagles secondary this week, the Eagles are designed to play a two-high safety scheme where they allow a ton of production underneath two running backs, which is why they are one of the worst-ranking run defenses in the NFL. They allow teams to run the ball, and they allow short passes to the middle of the field. That's just the style of defense that Philly plays, and they prevent everything deep. Henry Ruggs is a deep target, and it is also noteworthy that the Eagles do not play hardly any man coverage. Their man coverage checks in under 10% this year, and Ruggs versus man coverage, it has a 3.8 yards per route run, and that drops all the way to a 1.7 yards per route run against zone coverage. So like I mentioned, Eagles play a ton of zone, not a good matchup here for Ruggs. And on top of that, Ruggs should mainly be matched up with Darius Slay, who has been a shutdown corner pretty much for the majority of this year, allowing only eight yards per catch and an 80 passer rating. So that'll do it for week seven. We're looking for a big bounce back week here. We've had a couple of down weeks, but started the week off hot, the year off hot with Deebo Samuel, 190 yards. And two touchdowns in that opening week. So let's bounce back, and maybe DeAndre Hopkins can approach that Deebo Samuel production. If you're not in the Discord, make sure you click the link, join the Discord, and I will see you in the Discord, and good luck in week seven.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.